When I first arrived, I was going up into the mountains with some other believers, and I kept asking them, where does this road go to? Where does this road go to? And they said, you could go to so many roads, and all these roads go to places where there's no local church, no believers in the village, no gospel witness. They said, just take your pick. So one day, after going up into the village, I would basically go door to door, but it's very different. In a city, you have the doors next to each other, you knock on the door, but these are large pieces of property. One house here, then you have to go over the hill, and there's a house over there, and the houses are spread out. The villages could be from 300 people up into 3,000 people. So there's just hundreds of villages scattered throughout the Sierra de Sangolica. So as we traveled into these areas, we were going from house to house. I would call out and say, good afternoon, buenas tardes. And if usually they would just wait inside and hope that I would leave soon. But I would just sit there and wait and wait and wait. And eventually they'd come out and they'd say, what do you need? What do you want? And I said, I'd love to share the good news. And most of the time, they definitely would say, well, get off my property or you're going to get yourself in trouble. And when they said that, I usually just left and went to the next village. So one day, as I was coming down the mountain, there was somebody who was going up. And his name was Joseph of the Cross. Good Catholic name. He asked me, what are you doing here? Where'd you come from? And I said, I went to this village called El Mequila. And they said, oh, that's where I'm from. What were you doing there? And I said, I'm glad you asked. And I began to share. And he told me that he had heard the gospel through shortwave radio. He says, I have a little radio, and are you familiar with this radio station? I said, no, I'm not familiar with shortwave radio stations here. And he said, well, I heard the gospel from Ecuador. And as he heard the gospel there, he says, I have so many questions, and I'm interested. I said, I'd love to share with you more. And he invited me to his home. And as I shared the gospel with him, it was very interesting because at the end, he says, I want to receive Christ right now. I believe, I trust that, and I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. And then I said, well, I'd like to share with your children, so your wife and children. He goes, oh, no, they don't need to. They already are in agreement. And I said, well, you need to translate into their language so they understand. The very next day, his whole family was all dressed up nice, and they cleaned up their muddy feet, and they said, okay, we're all ready. And I said, I guess it was true. I guess they all did receive it. So I'm sure after I left, he explained the Nahuatl everything that was said, and they're still following the Lord to this day. So through him, there was another person in the village who was very interested, and he says he also wants to hear, go to his house. And he showed me where it was, and he took me there, and I preached, and they said, yes, we believe, we want to follow the Lord. I started talking about the people, the believers should meet as a group, of a body of believers, as a church. And he says, I'd like to give my house. So we began to meet in his house, my family, his family, and the third family of the Joseph of the Cross. With time, more people started coming. And once we were getting to about 50, one of the people donated a piece of land. We built the wood cabin, and they painted it all up with Mexican colors. And we began to worship as a local church there, for the glory of Christ's name.